I'll be chairing this rally with my comrade Damien Ridgewell from the Palestine Action Group today. Before I go any further, I just want to acknowledge that we are standing here today on colonised land. This is the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. I want to pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And as a Palestinian and a visitor on this land, I extend my heartfelt gratitude and solidarity to you. Our liberation is incomplete without your liberation. What we have seen this week is only more evidence of Israel's genocidal regime and ethnic cleansing campaign. Shame. Massacre after massacre, another report after another damning report. At least 40 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on Al-Mawasi camp in Gaza, with horrific reports of women and children being burnt alive and incinerated. Shame. Just last Saturday, Israel killed over 200 Palestinians in just one day, including many aid workers. And this past week, we've seen more evidence of Israel's moral bankruptcy as it shoots at ambulances carrying injured civilians in Gaza, and it continues its rampage in the West Bank, bringing the death toll up to 790 Palestinians. We also saw another damning report from Amnesty International concluding the obvious, that Israel has been committing a genocide against the Palestinian people. Concluding that Israel has carried out acts prohibited under the Geneva Convention, and concluding that Israel is treating Palestinians as subhuman. This report should be a wake-up call to the international community and to institutions that continue to aid and abet Israel's genocide. But despite the clear evidence of Israel's genocide, despite Amnesty and other human rights organisations calling this a genocide, despite the International Court of Justice calling this a plausible genocide, despite the International Criminal Court handing out arrest warrants for Netanyahu, despite all of this, Australia still cannot bring itself to cut all ties with the Israeli genocidal regime. 427 days of Israel's terrorism in Gaza has only shown us that Zionism is indefensible. An ideology of ethnic supremacy is indefensible.
Thanks very much again, Jowda, for her speech. It was really amazing. It's great to see the new generation of activists and fighters fighting for justice. My name's Damien Ridgewell. I'm an activist with the Palestine Action Group. I'm co-chairing today. I want to acknowledge that we are meeting on stolen Aboriginal land today, slaughtered in that year. Tens of thousands of children, the entire Gaza Strip decimated by relentless bombardment. More bombs dropped on Gaza than were dropped on Vietnam during the entire war then. That after a year, the Australian government finally found it within their soul to vote to demand in the United Nations that Israel should immediately end its occupation of Palestinian land. Now, I don't say this with much celebration, because I think that we shouldn't fool ourselves that the Australian government has had a much significant change of heart on their attitude towards Israel and Palestine. It's very clear what they're doing. They're very cynical. They know that there's an election coming up. They know that many seats of theirs that they rely on to hold government have very large Arab and Muslim populations. They know that there's massive opposition to their policy on the genocide in Gaza. And they think now that making some cynical tokenistic gesture in the United Nations might be able to save their skins in the next election. Well, we say to that it's not good enough to just make a symbolic vote in the United Nations. We've always demanded the Australian government needs to cut all its ties with Israel, political, economic, financial, military ties with the terrorist state of Israel. It's not enough to tokenistically call for a ceasefire in Gaza when Australian companies continue to make profits by arming the war machine that is the Israeli military, by making the fighter jets that relentlessly bombard the Gaza Strip. Companies like Bisalloy Steel in Wollongong, which supply 30% of its business, is actually supplying steel to the Israeli military and Israeli security companies. This is a company which is making money off genocide. They are profiting from the blood of Palestinians, and we demand that a complete boycott of Israel is the absolute minimum that must be done to stop the genocide. I think it's also important to take note because, as there has been over the entire last year and more that we've been protesting against the genocide in Gaza, in fact, the entire 76-year history of Israeli genocide against the Palestinians, there's been a vicious campaign of slander against anyone who tries to raise their voice in solidarity with Palestine and demand freedom and justice, that somehow standing up for the human rights of the Palestinians is in any way anti-Semitic.
It is at Condell Park High School. People probably know that name because the Department of Education and the principal of Condell Park High School have doubled down on discrimination against a 17-year-old Palestinian student at their own school. This Thursday, we protested outside Condell Park High School because the school banned this 17-year-old Palestinian student from going to his own formal for wearing akufia to his graduation. His school formal was last Thursday. And you know what the Department of Education did? They met with him on that day at 2 o'clock, right before the formal, so he could not back out. And they said, you can go to your formal on one condition. If you apologize, if he apologizes to the school, and if he refuses to wear his kefir to his own formal. So they have doubled down on discrimination, and they have said he should feel apologetic. So this is a high school we are talking about, and these high school students who are merely wearing cultural garments during a genocide against their own people are being treated as criminals. On the school's website, the principal's message reads, "We are proud of our diverse student population." So proud that he is disciplining one of those students for displaying an item of immense cultural significance. Yeah, exactly. In an interview with the Sydney Morning Herald, the student himself said he was being punished for, quote, making a political statement in a public school. But the Department of Education that ordered the kefir ban and Condell Park administrators who enforced it are making a political statement of their own, that it is not acceptable to express solidarity with those suffering a genocide, even if they are own family and friends. So we have to call this what it is. It is racism. It is institutional discrimination. Kids at our rally asked, why am I being encouraged to wear my own cultural garments at my school events when another kid at my school cannot wear his cultural scarf because it is Palestinian? They are saying Palestinian lives do not matter. It is disgusting and it is racism. We have to be clear. This is not an isolated incident. It is systematic. And at universities, we know all too well that our institutions are rotten. They are up to their necks in complicity in genocide. So this is not an isolated incident. We know this is not because these institutions are neutral. They are very political and they are siding with genocide. Because our government supports genocide, they support Israel, they do not care about their professed values of democracy and freedom. They care more about their millions and millions of dollars they are making off massacring and maiming children in the Gaza Strip, in Palestine, in Lebanon, and across the Middle East. So we are not going to let them get away with this. We are proud to wear our kefirs. We're proud to wear them everywhere because we know we are on the side of the oppressed. And we are going to keep showing our nominated.